From an album that came out a couple years back, The Circle. Yeah, The Circle with We Thought We Could Fly. The album was called Revival. I wanted to play that because original vocalist Tom Dawes of The Circle, if he were with us today, he would be celebrating a birthday. He was born on this day in 1944. And sadly, I want to say it was around 2009 we lost him. So it's been 15 and 16 years. But I wanted to play some Circle in tribute to Tom Dawes. Before The Circle, Scruffy the Cat. Went back to the High Octane Revival album for Land of a Thousand Girls. Speaking of Scruffy, now one of the members of Scruffy the Cat, Charlie Chesterman, was a producer on the Frampton Brothers' I Am Curious George album, which is what I played right before Scruffy the Cat. I played the Frampton Brothers with their single Miss America Cares. If you aren't familiar with said brothers, they were not brothers at all, but they were maybe brothers in arms. But they, a Pittsburgh-based band back in the late 80s into the early 90s. And if you Google or if you YouTube that song, Miss America Cares, you'll just laugh. At least I did. Fountains of Wayne before the Frampton Brothers with Radiation Vibe, a song that name drops Pittsburgh. So, you know, why not play those? It's a guilty pleasure. Splitsville from Baltimore, Maryland, with their new album called Mobtown. Just came out. Was actually released last Friday. And one of the singles that my favorite single off of there, I Hate Going to Hustlers. Which, if you're from Baltimore, that might mean something for you. Maybe it's like saying, I hate going to Kaufman's. I don't know. It's a good catchy tune, though. I enjoyed it. Hey, we're just past the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Got to remind you that children are naturally curious. They want to learn. They want to follow your lead. So you should follow their lead. Yeah, like if they like to help out in the kitchen, let them like stir the spaghetti or count the eggs. Maybe while doing laundry, fold in a lesson. See what I did there? Fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Or as my mom did, pay me a nickel to iron my dad's handkerchiefs. I don't know if that actually learned anything except for I worked for slave labor. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments, and it's easy. When you talk with your child, you're going to build vocabulary. Probably you will build it more than they will, because your vocabulary is pretty bad. I've heard you talk. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. This public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and WRCT. I was doing some searches on the interwebs for things. And what I learned was the fourth Saturday of July is called the Day of the Cowboy. Well, it's Friday, but it still gives me an excuse to play a cowboy song.
I am just a cowboy. Certain sundown. okay, amigo. Let me go.
Take me down. They just keep coming back again. But when will I find justice and be redeemed? Take me down to where the colors don't clash, seas don't ride and lightning don't flash. Take me down to where the white dove sings, politicians' words don't mean a thing. Take me down to where the wildflowers grow, the phoenix rises from the ashes in the smoke. Take me down, take me down.
hailing from Charlottesville. The Hogwaller Ramblers with their version of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. Believe it or not, I tell you the truth, it was 45 years ago on this very day. Back in Black came out from AC/DC, the first album after Bon Scott's passing. So I thought I'd pay tribute by playing the Hogwaller Ramblers. Before that, the Pure Prairie League. I went back to 1975's Two-Lane Highway for I'll Change Your Flat Tire Merle. Literally, the Mockster just saw the Pure Prairie League about 2 weeks ago while he was on his hiatus from everything, and he wasn't doing his radio show. Yeah, I saw the Pure Prairie League was doing a show, and I'm like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to pay nothing because it was a free show. But I enjoyed it. I did. Billy Crane before the Pure Prairie League with Take Me Down off of the Hoodie album. Then I played some Max Johnston. Now, Max has played in Wilco. I believe he's still currently a member of the Gourds. He had a solo album out about 10, 11 years ago called Dismantling Paradise. Out all night from Max Johnston. Now, what else we got? And start off the entire set with Golden Smog, the little super group out of Minneapolis, with their cover of Thin Lizzy's Cowboy Song, because tomorrow is National, what was that? What did I call it? It's Day of the Cowboy, fourth Saturday of every July. So just if you're a cowboy, or maybe you just go cowboy, or you cowboy it, I don't know. You figure out how you want to put the cowboys out there tomorrow, as it is National Cowboy Day. What else I should tell you? Let's see, 25 minutes past the hour. You're listening to Viva La Mock. Oh, yeah, I was playing a lot of, like, twangy country-ish songs, so why not tell you about one of our twangy country-ish radio programs, Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's a fiddle tune, and it's a radio show, but it is not a prescription from your podiatrist. Nope. Tune in to WRCT on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast with your host, Mando Richard. It's an eclectic folk and roots program. Then you can stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. on Wednesday for the Black Diamond Show. Where else you going to hear it? Nowhere but WRCT, and streaming at WRCT.org. If John and Melinda are listening, I know that they're going to enjoy the fact that when I come back from my little summer hiatus, I like to make sure I play some Gear Daddies. It talks about what I did. This entire song sums up what I did while I was gone.
Been saving the hour over here. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives I can tell. Check out Dream Vacation in the Dell. Yeah, you'll see the robot world and the water show. Stone. We'll finally see that half a home. And if the kids want to buy a t-shirt, what the hell? Yes, I dream vacation in the dill.
From their 1982 album, Cut. Golden Earring. Wrapping up that set of music. I just heard today, so maybe it was announced today, but no, it says July 23rd. That's when it was announced. George Kuymans, the guitarist for Golden Earring, passed away this week. Yeah, one of the co-founders of the band back in 1961. He was 77 years old. Not in 1961. He was 77 years old in 2025. But about 5 years ago, he was diagnosed with ALS. We will miss you, George. Yes. You know him for playing guitar on Radar Love. He actually co-wrote that song I just played for you. The Devil made me do it. Before the Golden Earring, Zero Boys from Indianapolis, Indiana, giving us a song called Indianapolis from their Make It Stop album. Went back to If You Knew Susie. Susie Quattro doing Tom Petty's Breakdown. Patterson Hood from his solo album, Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams, with the band Pelt Parties. Start off the entire set with the Gear Daddies, taking you on that dream vacation from Can't Have Nothing Nice. That gets us to where we are now, which is almost 15 minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out. If you got a suggestion for a song, the request line is open. And by that, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or you can call me, 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. Have you checked out the show we have on Thursdays? I know we have a lot of shows. I'm talking about Courts in Session. It's a show that happens Thursdays at 8 p.m. We've actually got a real attorney. I mean, I've never seen his degree, so I guess I'll just take his word for it. And you know that attorneys don't lie, so he must be telling the truth. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie. And he likes to call himself your rockin' attorney, because what he does is, on his little program, he takes classic rock artists and plays new music from those artists. What, a week, 2 weeks ago, he had Steve Morse, Dixie Dregs, Kansas, on his show. So he must be doing something right. Well, anyway, he called up to say, "Hey, Mockster, I've got nothing better to do on a Friday night but listen to your show. I'm sitting around a campfire, and I want to hear the new Steve Morse song." He's like, "Well, I don't know if I can do that for you." He said that also it features Thor. Does that help? I'm like, yeah, it does. It's Thunder Island. Thor with Steve Morse. Brand new single. By request. If you've got a request, drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Across the bay. reaching for the sky.
Bad times bring you bad times.
Braid doing their version of the Burt Bacharach penned Always Something There to Remind Me. Wrapping up that set of music, before that, from Chicago, Illinois, from the early 1990s, Reaction Formation that gave us Teenage Jesus. Chuck W. Chapman from his brand new album, Outcast from Outcasts. Outcast from Outcasts, if I can say it right. Bring You Down, the track I played for you. Some requested Thor, along with Steve Morse. My rockin' attorney wanted to hear that one, Thunder Island, as he is in an undisclosed location listening to the Viva La Rock radio program. I gotta remind you that when it comes to their children, parents today are always up to speed on the latest safety issues, but they're focusing on the right issues, are they? Because motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death in children ages of 1 to 13. Which means you shouldn't let kids age 1 to 13 drive, or we're talking about the fatality rate because they're not wearing the correct car seat. And by wearing it, sitting in it, I guess you don't wear a car seat. In fact, that number could be reduced by 50% if you had the correct car seat being used. If you go to safercar.gov, the right seat, you can make sure that your child is in the right seat for their age and size. This message brought to you by WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And don't forget, Smack Brothers Pizza joins you in some